The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi everyone, I'm David Byrd, and this is Time for Technology. Toyota has been selling its hydrogen fuel cell car, the Mirai, for about 3 years, but has not sold very many of them so far. As Kevin Enix tells us, the Japanese car maker is determined to make the technology work in the worldwide market.
Toyota's chairman is convinced the fuel cell will be the technology that drives tomorrow's emission-free vehicles.
There are two main points we need to consider. First, how to realize a low-carbon society to create a society with less CO2 emissions. The second point is to ensure a stable energy supply for the future. In this light, hydrogen holds tremendous potential.
A fuel cell mixes hydrogen with the oxygen in the air to generate electricity that can power a motor. There is no exhaust gas. The only byproducts are electricity, heat, and water.
Hydrogen certainly has more convenience for users than electric cars. The driving range is longer, and it takes the same amount of time to fill up with hydrogen as it does to fill up with gasoline cars.
Toyota says it wants to sell 30,000 hydrogen-powered cars a year by 2020. Its ultimate goal is to cut car emissions by 90% compared to 2010 levels by 2050. Kevin Enix, VOA News.
Did you know your smartphone could influence the way you enjoy dinner? Faith Lapidus and Faiza El-Masri tell us about London's Food Tech Week.
These people are participating in an immersive dining experience at London Food Tech Week.
So it's kind of a surprising idea to many people that the sounds that you hear, say from your mobile device, could change the taste of the food, just like the salt and pepper shaker could.
The astrophysicist Charles Spence says this so-called sonic seasoning, as well as looking at colorful images of food and smelling fragrances, will enhance a meal. In an Oxford study a few years ago, researchers found that seafood really tasted better when eaters listened to sounds of the ocean. Improving the dining experience is possible in other ways, such as by telling stories about the origin of the ingredients. Celebrity chef Jamie Oliver's company has set up a chatbot on Facebook. Customers can select an emotional emoji and get a recipe appropriate for that feeling. The focus of London Food Tech Week is driving innovation in the food tech industry. The exhibitors and investors hope the technologies featured here will help transform and define the future of the food industry. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.